in the week I was in San Diego, where we were having the conference on the use of geospatial intelligence in customs operations. The integration and adoption of simple tools like AI, like geospatial intelligence in customs operations, also formed the basis of my discussions with CBP. And I am already excited, as in the days ahead, we are going to be reaping the benefits of this engagement.
The United States promised assistance to Nigerian Customs to help you develop your AI capabilities and also use AI to make your job easier and more effective.
Yes, a good way to start would be for us to share experience with them, to know what works and what does not. We are very conscious of the kind of a copy and paste approach. We are not at the same level of development. So what we're trying to do is to look at our needs. We do a dispassionate assessment of our needs before we know what to do. Basically, we are moving from generative AI to the realms of predictive AI. So we already have some elements of machine learning in our operations. So what we just need to do would be to take it a notch higher than where it is now. And we are finding what the CBP is doing as a useful lesson to guide our migration.
Recently, President Bola Tinubu talked about removing tariffs and importing huge amounts of food into Nigeria to crash the cost of food. How does this work? Is it anyone can just import food and there's no tariffs, or there's a modality as to how it's going to be carried out?
Mr. President, in his capacity as the Commander-in-Chief, has under the Nigeria Customs Service Act, is vested with the power to determine, to vary, to change the rate of applicable duty on anything imported into Nigeria. There are statutory provisions, exemptions, but then there are those you could also make through this kind of pronouncement, which is aimed at reducing food inflation in Nigeria. It is left for us to implement, and I can assure you that this will help to address the rising cost of food if we discount the duty that will be paid on these items.
There's a disturbing, almost alarming trend now, reports of arms importation through some ports, Lagos, Port Harcourt. What are you doing? Some say that this might worsen the security situation.
Well, the successes we have recorded is indicative of the fact that we're not resting in our oars. We're getting the right intelligence. We're working on those intelligence. We are improving our risk management system so that we are able to isolate those bad elements bringing in those merchandise of death into Nigeria to ensure that we arrest them. So it's not just arms, weapons, ammunition and all of that. Dangerous drugs and narcotics into that mix, because criminals that are going to use arms needs to get high on drugs before they get into their nefarious activities. So it's all related. And that's part of the reason why we're talking to an organization like CB to assist us in building a more robust risk management system, a cargo targeting system that can help us undertake a better analysis of incoming cargo into Nigeria.